I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. The United States has paused its intelligence sharing with Ukraine, cutting off the flow of vital information that has helped Kyiv defend against Russian invaders. White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz.
We have taken a step back and are pausing and reviewing all aspects of this relationship.
Top officials in the Trump administration say the pause may be lifted when Ukrainian officials show they're serious about pursuing an end to the war on Trump's terms. The suspension comes after Trump paused military aid to Ukraine. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron said Wednesday he will confer with European allies on the idea of using France's nuclear deterrent to protect the continent in the face of Russia's threat. Macron made the comments in a televised address to the nation. France is the only nuclear power in the European Union. Macron also said he hoped to convince U.S. President Donald Trump not to impose tariffs on imports from Europe. Arab states have adopted an Egyptian plan for the future of Gaza and called on the international community to support that plan. Israel says Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, must have no role in the future of Gaza. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
As the future of the ceasefire between Israel and the terrorist-designated Hamas remains in doubt, Arab leaders met in Cairo Tuesday to discuss the long-term future of Gaza. The plan proposed by Egypt, which was approved by the rest of the Arab leaders at the summit, calls for the Palestinian Authority to take a leading role in the reconstruction of Gaza, together with a committee of independent Palestinian technocrats. The plan calls for a UN peacekeeping force in Gaza for 6 months. It includes no mention of disarming Hamas, the primary demand of both Israel and the U.S. administration. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the Catholic Church has opened the solemn Lenten season without the participation of Pope Francis, who was in the third week of hospital treatment for double pneumonia.
A cardinal took the Pope's place, leading a short penitential procession between two churches, and was to read a homily prepared for the pontiff marking Ash Wednesday. In its latest update on Francis's health, the Vatican said the Pope rested well overnight, waking up shortly after 8 a.m. after a second night sleeping with the ventilation mask. Francis remains in stable condition with a guarded prognosis, meaning he's not out of danger. Francis's hospitalization began on February 14 and is the longest of his 12-year papacy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump will exempt automakers from his punishing 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico for 1 month as long as they comply with the terms of an existing free trade agreement, according to the White House on Wednesday. Reuters' Alex Cohen has more.
The president is giving them an exemption for 1 month so they are not at an economic disadvantage. So the three companies that he spoke to are Stellantis, Ford, and General Motors. They requested the call. They made the ask, and the president is happy to do it. It's a one-month exemption.
Auto stocks rose on the news. Trump is also open to hearing about other products that should be exempted from the tariffs, which took effect Tuesday, the White House said. The levies pose extreme difficulties for automakers, which produce vehicles in all three countries and often ship parts across North American borders multiple times as they get built up into systems and finished vehicles.
12 Chinese nationals, including mercenary hackers, law enforcement officers, and employees of a private hacking company, have been charged in connection with global cybercrime campaigns targeting dissidents, news organizations, U.S. agencies, and universities. That's according to the U.S. Justice Department, which announced a set of criminal cases Wednesday that add new detail to what U.S. officials say is a booming hacking-for-hire ecosystem in China, in which private companies and contractors are paid by the Chinese government to target victims of particular interest to Beijing. Greenland's prime minister has a message for U.S. President Donald Trump. Greenland is ours. Muta B. Iga made the statement Wednesday, just hours after Trump declared in his speech to a joint session of Congress that he intended to gain control of Greenland, one way or the other. Iga said, "We're not for sale and cannot simply be taken. Our future will be decided by us in Greenland." The Facebook post ends with a clenched fist emoji and a Greenlandic flag. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.